Hi, this is a dictation for Amber Cook, AmberCook, date of service 1/27/2023, date of birth is 10/18/1990, date of accident is 8/30/2022. Ms. Amber Cook is here for a follow-up evaluation. She rear-ended a car in front of her, and she was traveling in a suburban truck, leading to headaches without any symptoms of TBI. However, she started having some moderate pain in the right upper part of the neck and upper back and mid back and lower back, more on the right side, and some pain in the left hip. Other than that, there are no other findings. She's able to walk reasonably well. She suffers from diabetes, which is type 1, and she carries a port to inject the insulin. Currently, pain levels locations are the same as discussed. Pain level is around 9. ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. According to her, she has not improved very much in pain. She was also not doing physical therapy. She quit going to the previous physical therapy, which is Southfield Physical Therapy, stating that she is not getting much help. And she wants to change the therapist. In addition, patient reports that as far as the ADLs are concerned, general activity, mood, and sleep are affected 8, while work is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that she's suffering from headaches, which are mostly frontal as well as right temporal. In addition, she has difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has reported stiffness of the neck and mid-back, lower back, and stiffness along with pain in the mid-back, upper back, towards the right side of the body. Mostly it is muscular in nature. She also has not been able to do her MRI as of today based on issues with her port that could not be removed on time when the appointments are coming for her therapy. It is between her and the therapy, the MRI people, to figure out when and how to do the MRI. I already have given an order. In the GI, there is a patient reports nausea, but there is no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has worsened and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. In current pain medications, none are reported, and substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 144 over 90, pulse is 90, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be the same from the previous visit of 11/30/2022. The dictation number is 0220-127. And diagnoses are the same. The plan is to continue the medication, which is Mobic 15 milligram daily, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Zoloft 50 milligram at night for relaxation and anxiety relief and depression relief. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, and physical therapy continues. The MRI order is still outstanding to be done. Chiropractic patient is referred to chiropractic treatment also, and physical therapy is reduced to once a week since patient is not even going for therapy. If a therapist provides me with the PT evaluation recertification, I'll increase the frequency. She's also released to a light duty job of 7 hours, 7 days, 7 pound lifting limit. Lidocaine gel, 3% is ordered, and lidocaine patch is also ordered for her. Her meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and patient was found to be in compliance. Thank you.